Next case, please.
The next case is 12,233. Greg Jacobs seeks a special use exception for a private garage, sections 115-4, 115-23, and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of West Line Road, approximately 1.73 mile east of Hudson Road. The 911 address is 34159 West Line Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR. The tax parcel is District 533, MAP 18, parcel 52. Again, it's a special use exception for a private garage, which is more or less a garage that has the capacity of more than 4 automobiles and is over 900 square feet. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Sir, are you an attorney?
No, I was told I didn't need one by Jamie.
But you need to be sworn in.
You need to be sworn in, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Greg Jacobs, 34195, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Very good, thank you.
We'll start off with it.
It's okay. Explain your case and address the standards for us, if you will, please.
Well, since I was a little kid, I wanted a big garage, and I got the opportunity to do this, and I moved here from Maryland to Delaware for my retirement. I bought this property 8 years ago, and 8 years ago, I called the Delaware Planning and Zoning to see if I can have this built, this garage put up, 60 by 124 foot building, and they said, no problem, as long as you're in the setbacks and everything. And I acquired an acre and a half, and about 2.5 years ago, I did my research and planning and hired the building people in Dover because I wanted a Delaware-based company and a big one that I wouldn't have no problems. I didn't even want to do no permits. I paid them to do all this. Now I'm standing here today with... And this is a mess because I started this project 2.5 years ago. I planned my part.
Mm-hmm.
I was told by this company that, and I have somebody representing the company with me today that's got all the paperwork.
Okay.
And they said that it would be no problem to put this building up. So I said, okay, let's do this. And I finally just came down August 21st. I signed a contract with them, stating that I was going to do this building, and they said that they, once they get the permit, that they have 45 days to start this building. So I figure I'll get this up by winter time. So I sold my farm, I moved all my stuff out of my barn down to here, and everything's sitting under tarps. They said it, my building permit was approved, and then next thing you know, I don't have one. So I put $6,000 worth of sand down in the footprint of this building, and I was with the lady, Michelle, which she no longer works at the company because of all this that I was told. And when we did all this, it was like, okay, I was here with her, and Jamie was supposed to be here today, Mr. Whitelock. He was supposed to be here. He said because his guy Bob said in planning and zoning that it would be no problem putting this building up, and the setbacks was 20 feet from the back and 15 from the side.
If I may, you have here is not an application for a variance. We have an application for a special use exception.
Right.
Garage. So I understand this, you know, this background that you've got here, but the issue before this board is whether or not what you're proposing to build there will substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. That's really the only issue that we've got here today. And that's what you would need to prove to this board in order to get approval for that.
Okay, well, I'm just telling the story how all this went down.
I understand, but sometimes we like to, you know, make sure people are focused on the issue that we're here for tonight. And so that's
right.
What we've got. So things like what you're looking to propose to do, where you're looking to put it, what's in the neighborhood, how the other properties are being used, those are things that this board will look at when it kind of, when we review that. So
right.
If you want to focus your comments on that, that would probably be helpful.
I just want to build a big big garage so I can put all my stuff in. I got about $500,000 worth of stuff sitting outside under tarps, and that was dry in a barn that I sold my farm back in August 21st. And the intentions of building this so I can get my stuff in there. And then I also have a double wide on the property that I was going to, once I got my stuff inside, I was going to put in for a permit to redo the house that's on the property.
Mr. Jacobs, if you pardon me for just a minute, why does it need a special use exception?
Because it's
size?
The size.
Okay. And it's how many square feet is the minimum or the maximum allowed?
Well, this one I believe is proposed to be 7,400 square feet. Anything over 900 and has the capacity for more than four vehicles requires a special use exception for a private garage.
Great, thank you. Now we understand why you need a special use exception.
Okay, I didn't know neither.
And like Mr. Sharp said, you don't have to prove the standards for granting a variance. The only thing you need to convince us of is that your request will not substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
No, it won't.
And why do you feel that?
Because the guy behind me is the farmer. He's got soybeans and corn in the field.
Okay.
And like I said, and then my next door neighbor, he said they were supposed to all sign papers that I thought they signed. I talked to both of them and they said they had no problem with that.
Okay.
That's the joining people that joins my property.
And your builder was not aware that it would need a special use exception because
No, I was not aware of that. Oh. At no time was okay. I aware of that. Okay. Or was I told
your,
or...
Your builder.
Your builder. Your builder was not aware that it needed a special use exception.
You'd have to ask them.
Okay.
Because they told me, I was dealing with another lady, Michelle, she no longer works there, and I was told because of all this.
Who obtained the permit? I'm speaking with you, Mr. Jacobs.
The builder came in to make the application. It was recognized that it was going to be a very large garage, so the planning office contacted the builder and the property owner and explained the process that they needed a special use exception, and then they've made the application.
Okay.
Now I hired the company to do all this. Sure. I didn't want to do none of it.
Not a problem.
That's what I paid for.
Sure. Well, okay. I don't know that you need to be sworn in, but if you want to be,
Don, I got a question to ask him.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Craig Connor, 851 Sorghum Mill Road, Magnolia, Delaware.
Okay. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
We'll see.
Sir, what are you putting in this barn? Do you have cars, antique cars, stuff like that, or just tractors, or lawnmowers, or what?
I have one hot rod that I haven't brought down yet, and I'm glad I did it because I got a lot of money tied up. I got two custom-built bikes that are over $100,000. I got a farm tractor. I sold my farm, so I still got farm equipment. I have a farm tractor with a big bush hog on it, which I cut my grass with down there now. Mm-hmm. I have a zero turn. I got jet skis. I got a bobcat. I got a backhoe. Yes, I have stuff from my farm.
You know,
I got my vehicles.
He needs a toy shed.
But that's
a toy barn. That's what I was saying, the toy barn. And I have 240-foot paper trails.
When we asked, you know, to verify if it needed a special use exception, we were told there were approximately about a dozen motor vehicles. There was a dozen motorcycles that would be placed within it. There was a couple of, I believe there was a trailer or an RV.
I have two RVs.
Two RVs.
Okay.
Hot rod. So we did ask the questions and it did meet the number of vehicles which triggered the special use exception.
So rather than having all these vehicles scattered on your property, you want them enclosed in a building.
I want them closed in. I retired. I want to be able to lock everything down, not worry about no tornadoes or hurricanes or whatever comes in, and be able to travel. I just retired actually 2 days ago.
Well, good for you.
So I'm trying to keep my stuff good.
Sure.
After my other place, I had oak trees, and it ruins everything. So this is, and like I said, since I've been a little kid, I always wanted a big garage.
Yeah.
Because later on, I plan my life all the way through, and I have a lot of toys. So I've been calling this the toy barn.
Right. I got you.
That's what I'm after.
Yep. And I would think that rather than seeing many, you're allowed up to three unregistered vehicles.
Two
unregistered vehicles on your property, but even if these are all registered, perhaps neighbors wouldn't want them scattered all over the property.
Right.
So.
I'm slowly registered from Maryland to Delaware.
Gotcha.
I have two boats registered in Delaware now and one Jeep.
Now, I don't know that your builder has done anything wrong. They came in and applied for the permit. That's when they were, at first, it was beginning to sound as if the permit had been approved and some things, but it sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, sir, you came and applied for a permit. That's when
yes.
you found out you needed a special use exception.
That's correct.
Okay. Good enough. I think we have all the facts, and you've stated that you don't feel that it'll substantially affect adversely uses neighboring adjacent property.
Oh, no, I talked to both of them, and they have no problem.
Do you have more testimony?
No.
Okay. Are there questions from members of the board?
No.
Mr. Shaw.
I have a question.
What's that?
Are you going to use this? Do you foresee using this building for a commercial enterprise in the future?
No, not at no time.
He's retired.
I'm retired. I make.
Yeah.
No. Unless I'm retired, I got plenty of money. I got all kind of bank accounts. I don't need to. I'm traveling.
I mean, I'm familiar with the area. It's definitely going to change the area with a big building like this, 7,400 square feet.
Well, I'm right on the Merle Delaware line. I own 10 feet out to the yellow line.
I know where
and
you are.
And then the other side is everybody, all the locals cut through there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, that's all I had.
Mr. Sharp,
how tall is this thing going to be?
It's 16 foot to the eave wall, 4/12 pitch.
That's what I have in my backyard.
Another 10 feet, about 26 feet tall, I guess.
And then I just want to make sure I understood you correct, Mr. Jacobs. The property to the rear is used agriculturally for a farm?
Correct.
And the neighbors to the side is residential.
Is residential correct?
All right, and they've not had any objection to this that you're aware of. You've already said you're not going to be operating a business there. So, all right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. There's no other questions. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Oh, we know what you want. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for a board member to make a motion.
Is it me? Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we grant the special use exception for case 12,233 because it will not substantially affect adversely the use of adjacent and neighboring property.
Take a number.
Very well.
Take that motion.
I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the previous reasons been stated.
And Mr. Mears.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Wish you the best.